Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, who's with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It was good to see you in Dallas last week. We were together at the Carpet One Summer Convention, and as usual, you were very visible because you're like the Energizer Bunny. You're everywhere. You don't rest much at these meetings, do you?
No, I don't. You know what? It's all about networking and meeting the new members and talking to the veterans and learning from both. I love it. It is energizing. I have to agree with you.
But you're not just talking to your peers at Carpet One. You're also talking to some of the mill executives, and so I'm sure you get a pretty good picture of what's going on. That's one of the reasons I wanted to interview you. I do remember talking to you for a few minutes in Dallas, and you told me that at your store, and I should probably back up, just remind our listeners, you are one of the family members for a very successful Carpet One store just west of Detroit, and your parents were in this business, and now this next generation has come along, and you come to the store every day, right?
Every day, even through the weekends, yeah. But it's something that I love to do, so it's not a chore.
I remember you telling me that July had been a little bit soft, and you were joking that most of the people in your area were so glad that that terrible winter was over that they spent the whole month of July outside, right?
We had a beautiful July. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was a perfect July for traveling. But I also believe that, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of advertising in July. It wasn't a part of our four campaign through Carpet One. So I have to rethink a couple things next July and maybe incorporate a little bit more, extend the sale to drive a little bit more traffic. It may have just been because of the bad weather, January and February, that caused people to really want to enjoy the summer before school started. It's really hard to determine, but you know that phrase, out of sight, out of mind. So I have to make sure that I'm still out in the public somehow.
If we just look at today, just, you know, your pace right now and how it compares to this same period last year, how are you seeing sales?
Well, even though we were down January and February, mm-hmm. March, April, May, and June sparked it right back up. So we're actually in the pluses. We're about 11% up from last year this time.
That's fantastic.
Okay. It is fantastic. I'm very happy.
You know, because I talked to some of the senior-level people at Carpet One, they were telling me that, yeah, they're probably outpacing the competition a little bit, but still sales were lackluster compared to what they'd hoped it to be.
Well, you know, it's funny. Traffic is not as large, but our average ticket has increased. I would probably say that our financing opportunities that Carpet One has promoted for us have helped that average ticket. But yeah, traffic is down, but we're still doing pretty well. Nice. No complaints.
What were a couple, one or two items that got you the most fired up as far as what was being introduced at the meeting last week?
Well, the meeting was a very well-rounded convention. We had Bing meetings, which are business network groups. They were in the morning, and there were, I think, about 10 of them, and different directions. Cabinetry, which is going to be, I think, a major player in our industry. You cannot just sit idle. You have to dive yourself and be very diversified into commercial work, into Main Street commercial, into builder, if you have that in your area, window treatments, paint. The stores that have furniture are bringing in traffic, whether it be for furniture or flooring. And now the introductions to cabinets. We had a motivational speaker at the very end of convention. We had a young gentleman, Jason Dorsey, who is trying to get the older mentality. I'm not going to lie. Carpet One owners are older.
Yeah.
And we kind of don't step out of the box. And Jason Dorsey was talking about the millennials and how they buy and their personality traits and what we really need to do to accept this paradigm shift, because they are the buyers now and they will be for the future. So that was really interesting listening to him, how to change our mindset.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that quite a bit.
You know, it's interesting you talk about these millennials. These are the people that actually now lead from a population standpoint. For a long time, the baby boomers was the largest group of the population, and now these millennials are bigger than the baby boomers were. Unfortunately, they're younger. They are a little bit later to get started, so a lot of them don't own homes yet. But they certainly will be a factor down the road, won't they?
A huge factor. And we have to learn how to communicate with them and what tools we need to communicate with them and how to talk to them, how to react with them, how to showcase our showrooms. We have to do it completely different.
You just send them a text, don't you?
We send them a text. We make sure we have iPads in our hands.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a little bit less communication face-to-face, which is kind of sad because that's what our stores are all about.
Well, maybe when they get older, they'll look at you.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
That's right, exactly. All right, so let's talk a little bit of a couple other things that I thought was interesting, because I did walk around, talk to a lot of people like you. Some people were saying that there's a continuing trend of hard surface to take more share from carpet. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, you know what? I see it, but with our numbers, it's kind of strange. We are 50-50.
Yeah.
I redid my showroom first part of this year to incorporate more hard surface, thinking that we had a more of a shift of a 60-40 hard surface to soft surface. But people still want a cozy, warm environment. They want comfort still. And I don't think they're realizing that you're not going to get that comfort from hard surface.
Yeah.
And then that is a little bit more of an expense. So with the economy fully not at its powerful point that we would love it to be, there are still monetary issues. So if hard surface is out of the reach in their budget, there are some magnificent soft surface introductions that can still provide performance, still provide comfort, dynamic designs. One of the wonderful new introductions that we saw from Tuftex into our Tigressa collection, I'm thrilled about because they're all precision cuts and they're beautiful and they're dynamic and wonderful colorways.
Let me pile on here. You mentioned that Tuftex display that was rolled out there. All those products are patterned. It was really pretty cool. They're using, I believe, that Just Shorn display, but it's really cool how they're displaying that. There's the light side on one side and the dark on the other. And Ed Letterlow is a product development guy at Tuftex. He's one of the older school, just still genius when it comes to what carpet should look like. And that is a gorgeous assortment, isn't it?
It's fabulous. I was introduced to that collection back in May when I went to California with the Tuftex Design Group. Mm-hmm. And I was like chomping at the bit when it was going to be introduced into our program. So I'm thrilled. I love each and every pattern. The colors, like I said, the colorways are fabulous.
Yeah. And you're also a big fan of what's going on with Lee's, too, right? That Lee's.
Are you kidding? I love Lee's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love it. I'm glad it's back to nylon. Every single product in that collection is phenomenal. The Lee's Studio, which is incorporating Fabrica and Dixie into the mix, that was the greatest thing that the Carpet One buyers could do because Fabrica is quality. Designs that you don't see in a regular mom-and-pop store in our area, so we have some strong pieces of material that we can compete in the market, cover our margins, and showcase, just like Tuftex, showcase beautiful designs, beautiful quality, and keep homes nice, warm, and cozy. And it's ours. Nobody else has it.
A little selfish there,
but I like that.
One last question that I did pick up, and I thought I wanted, before we run out of time real quickly, is that, about 18 months or so ago, the big news at Surfaces, for a little while there was, how soft can we make carpet? And so they rolled out this ultra-soft carpet. And yet I found out at this meeting that actually ultra-soft carpet is not as popular as some people might have thought it was going to be.
Well, you know what? It shows a lot of footprints and vacuum marks. People don't want to be a slave to their carpet.
Yeah.
Also, the vacuum issue, it's very, very difficult on some of these full-bodied, softer yarns to move that vacuum across. People don't want to have a chore. They want a beautiful carpet. They want it to be easy to maintain. On a retailer's concern, I don't like claims, and I don't know anybody who does because we don't want to let our consumer down.
Yeah.
They don't know who Mohawk or Shaw or Bowie is. They know us.
Right.
We make the recommendation. It is our word. Yeah, it's a little hesitant. They're beautiful, but at the same point, I have some products from Millikan. There's Luxury Suite and Color Suite Supreme that have that old, coarser, nice, tight twist that I know in the back of my mind that that's going to perform a whole lot better than some of these soft yarn systems.
Well, there's a place for it.
There is.
Just bedrooms and real
bedrooms. Right.
All right, Kathy. Well, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, part of the family that owns Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.